Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
Last week in my podcast, Does God Speak?, I quoted Jesus, "The sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." This phrase, "He who has ears, let him hear," is often repeated in the Gospels, as well as the book of Revelation. We all have physical ears, but this phrase appeals to those of us who have spiritual ears. Did you know that you have spiritual ears? Spiritual ears are how you hear things God is speaking to you personally. But how does He speak? Let's examine some of the ways God speaks to us. First and foremost, the Bible. This is the most common way He speaks to us today. That is why it is called the Word of God. It is also the litmus test for any other method. If it contradicts the Bible, it is not the voice of God. Jesus and Paul quoted Scripture frequently to communicate God's message to his people. Peter claims the Scripture is inspired when he said, "No prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." And Paul tells Timothy, "All Scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness." Many times God speaks to my heart through the teaching and preaching of men and women of God. Psalm 19, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever, and the judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much pure gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, your servant is warned by them. In keeping them, there is great reward." Most of what God has to say, He says in His Word. Let's look at the church in the book of Acts to find some ways God spoke to them before the New Testament was written. God spoke to them in prayer. In Acts 13, while they were serving the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set Barnabas and Saul apart for me for the work to which I have called them." They were in prayer and worship and service. If you want to hear from the Lord, spend time in worship and prayer. And again in chapter 14, when they had appointed elders for them in every church, having prayed with fasting, they entrusted them to the Lord in whom they had believed. He speaks through godly counsel. In chapter 15, "Then it seemed good to the apostles and elders, with the whole church, to choose men from among them to send to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brothers." Look for peace in your spirit. Colossians 3 says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts." The word "rule" literally means to act as an umpire. An umpire will let you know when you are out of bounds. In Acts 16, they passed through the Phrygian and Galatian region, and after being forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia, and after they came to Mysia, they were trying to get into Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them, and passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. Now later, Paul reveals how the Spirit hindered them in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. He says, "Now when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened for me in the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, not finding Titus my brother, but saying goodbye to them, I went on to Macedonia." Sometimes the Lord will open and close doors based on circumstances you cannot control. And many times he will guide you by the peace in your spirit, or in some cases, the lack of it. Sometimes he speaks through supernatural activity, prophecies, angels, dreams, visions, and some have even heard an audible voice. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Episode number 114 of Since You Asked deals with the subjects angels, dreams, and prophecies. I am very cautious when it comes to prophecy. Scripture says, know those who minister among you. Paul also teaches to the church to judge prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14 says, the one who prophesies speaks to people for edification, exhortation, and consolation. To edify means to build up. To exhort means to walk alongside. And to console is to comfort. So first of all, if someone comes into my church that I don't know and says, I have a word from the Lord for this church, I'm not likely to give him the mic. Secondly, if someone starts rattling off words that don't build up, encourage, or comfort, even if they tag on, thus saith the Lord, I point out 1 Corinthians 14:3 and move on. Many people think that they are prophets who simply do not have that gift. Episodes 30, 31, and 32 of Since You Asked are about the gifts. I have never heard the audible voice of God, but some people have. Remember last week in the story of Paul's conversion? God spoke to him in an audible voice, even though no one around him understood it. That story can be found in Acts chapters 9 and 22. David says in Psalm 19, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Meditation is a lost art in today's church. I'm not talking about transcendental meditation or emptying your mind and allowing whatever to come in. We are encouraged to meditate on His Word, His nature, and His character. We do well to be still and know that He is God. Have you ever heard of being awakened at an ungodly hour? I am often stirred from my slumber in the middle of the night with thoughts of inspiration. So I begin calling this the godly hour. Many of my podcasts are a result of this happening. Some of the great supernatural encounters in the Bible occur during the third and fourth watch, or late night and early morning. God made a covenant with Abraham. Jacob wrestled with the angel. The angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. Jesus walked on water, and so did Peter briefly. Paul and Silas miraculously escaped from prison. All of those things happened during the godly hour. It seems the still small voice is often heard during the wee small hours. In Acts chapter 10, another story about Peter occurs. Peter was on his roof praying when he had a vision of a sheet full of animals being lowered down. And the Lord said to him, Peter, kill and eat. Peter argued with the Lord about it based on religious conviction. But God was trying to teach him a lesson. He was about to send Peter to share the gospel with some unclean Gentiles. The Spirit commanded him to go and doubt not. When the Lord speaks to you, trust him. Knowledge equals responsibility. You are accountable for the last thing God spoke to you. Until you do something about that, he is not obligated to give further instruction. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Jonah had a better idea, and he took quite a detour until he wound up where he belonged. I recall the story of Jonah in episode 7 of Since You Asked. King Saul lost his throne because he was not obedient to God's command. This prompted the prophet Samuel to utter those words, "Obedience is better than sacrifice." God told Moses to speak to the rock, but in frustration he struck it. As a result, he was not allowed to enter the promised land. Learn to hear the voice of God. Learn to obey his voice. The more you listen to his voice, the quicker you recognize his voice. Likewise, the more you obey his voice, the more he will speak to you. Read the Bible. Spend time in prayer and meditation. Pay attention to peace in your heart. Listen to godly people. Be open to spiritual gifts. Be obedient. God is speaking. Are you listening?
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.